Now joined by head coach Dylan Lowry over at Tri-County. No game last night for Tri-County. They got in games last week with North Harrison, Grundy R5, and Gilman City. Sure, we talked about the Grundy game last week. That was a 15-0 win. North Harrison, a 17-2 loss. Gilman City, an 8-4 win. Trip over to Galt to take on Grundy R5 tonight. And then Pattonsburg will be at Jamesport to take on the Lady Mustangs on Thursday. It's that time of year, Coach. You have a lot of games. You didn't get the game in last night. It sounds like you had some illness within the team, but you just told me off air it looks good to go for the bus ride over to Galt tonight.
Yeah, it's one of those things that want to get as many games in as possible. We're in the thick of the season, but we did have some good victories last week. We kind of had a little bit of a test with North Harrison, but we're moving right along, having some fun now.
From the way I understand it, against North Harrison, he's just scored the first two runs, and then the floodgates opened on you.
Yeah, that's kind of what happens sometimes with North Harrison. They've got a lot of girls that can hit the ball well, and they started hitting with a little stuff and then just start hitting a lot of gaps. And you can score a lot of runs quickly if you just keep hitting gap shots.
Obviously, you know, you kind of know what you're running into against North Harrison. You hope you can compete, but you know at the end of the day you might take one on the chin, and that happened. To come back and play your rival Gilman City on the road the next night and get a victory, it kind of got that North Harrison taste out of your mouth pretty quickly.
Yeah, that's just that's exactly how you have to look at it. North Harrison is a top-ranked team, and you kind of put your test up to it, but at the same time, North Harrison's had a lot more games than us. They've kind of got a little fine-tuned. We still have some jitters, and that kind of showed with Gilman City. We kind of took a little bit to get going the next day even, but we kind of settled in. We were calm. We knew that we needed to take care of business, and that's how we kind of pulled away in the end.
Did Carly get both of the pitching starts last week, Coach?
Yes, she did. She started off real strong against North Harrison. They started hitting the ball well on her. Gilman, that's kind of what I meant by taking a little bit for her to get settled in, but once she did great.
Is she one of those pitchers? I know, you know I saw Katie Pauly of Milan throw last night, and it looked like it took her maybe an inning to kind of get the strike zone locked in, especially with her changeup. Is Carly kind of the same way, where sometimes it just takes her an inning or two to kind of lock in on the strike zone?
I wouldn't say it's every game, but every once in a while kind of we'll get there. She might have to get settled in, kind of get focused up, but for us last week with Grundy, she came out ready to go, and North Harrison kind of there too, but kind of I think took some lump on North Harrison, but we are getting more experience. We're getting more playing time, and I think that makes a huge difference.
So it sounds like, did you fall behind against Gilman City and had to do a little bit of rallying over the first couple innings, Coach?
We had a little bit of both. We did kind of go back and forth. Starting off, we got the quick inning off the bat, but we had some early strikeouts. We did score early on in the game. I'm pulling up my book now.
Gotcha.
And that's one of those things that we took until the second inning to score. We had three, and then they came out and scored and passed us up. And then we came out and opened it up in the fifth to kind of pull away and then finish it out. Full game, that's one of those we haven't had a full game in a while, and I enjoy having those.
Absolutely. 8-4, who hit the ball well for you, Coach? Did you have any big hits that immediately come to mind at Gilman City?
We kind of had traded off and on for our big hitters. Most of it was just little stuff. Carly had a hit. Ricky Cook had a hit for us as well. We kind of just spread out little stuff, hitting the gaps, and that kind of does wonders, smooth base runners.
Tonight's kind of one of those tests where, you know, a longtime rivalry in the HTC, Tri-County and Grundy. Grundy's struggling a little bit this year, but yeah, you'd be the first one to say as a coach, you can't worry about the opponent and the way they're playing, because the minute that you think Grundy's struggling a little bit, they'll rise up on their home field and bite you.
That's exactly right. I don't like to teach philosophy of overlooking anybody. We come out ready to go. You never know if they could hit a surge or if we could hit a lump. But we got to come ready to go, play our best ball game, and finish until the end. We never celebrate until we finish the ball game.
Pattonsburg and Gilman City, they open the season with two games against one another in a week, and they split. They each won on each other's home field. So that gives you a little bit of idea that Pattonsburg is pretty solid. They play a little bit bigger schools as far as the GRC. They come to your place on Thursday night, Coach. I'm looking forward to that matchup. I think Pattonsburg Tri-County is going to be a really good matchup on Thursday.
Yeah, I think so, too. It's one of those that we always come out with a little bit of rivalry just because a lot of our girls know each other. And so we want to show our best test. And Pattonsburg's been up and down, and we've been up and down. Have these games under our belt, I think it should be a good competition for us.
How important is it? And I know it has some level of importance because you kept saying it through the whole interview, Coach. We've been up and down, and we haven't played a lot of games, and you're about halfway through the season before you get to districts here in a few weeks. That consistency of getting games in, first of all, but when you get the games in and the practices, is being more good and consistently good. That's really high on your list right now, isn't it?
And that's exactly right. I know that our girls are capable. We have a solid infield. We have big hitters. And just getting it all fine-tuned to be working all together at the same time is truly what we're going for, because the girls have the potential, and I know that, and just a way to always have it ready at the first inning. First pitch is very important.
I won't talk with John until this afternoon, but I'm going to assume, without looking at the baseball schedule here, that tonight is a softball-baseball doubleheader at Galt.
And that is correct.
Okay. Softball plays at 5. Baseball to follow over at Grundier 5 tonight. Pattonsburg at Tri-County on Thursday night. What time are we looking at Thursday, Coach? Is that also a 5 o'clock first pitch?
Yes, the junior high.
Gotcha. Appreciate the time, Coach. Best of luck to you and the Lady Mustangs this week.
Thank you.